1430 WHPL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon, Rusty. We're at 31 degrees. It's a chilly one.
Indeed, only a high of 40 expected today under mostly cloudy and windy skies.
Today we continue our look at the City of Sheboygan's recently completed Harbor Center Master Plan, which will be going to the City Council tomorrow night. It's a blueprint for revitalizing the downtown and surrounding area. Yesterday in part one of our series, Planning Director Chad Pelishek said the days of the old downtown, as most remember, as the major retail center are gone. The emphasis in the downtown now is on food, culture, and housing.
Well, another leverage of this plan is to encourage what I'd call housing and urban development. So it would be bringing more mixed-use type housing developments, whether it's market rate or senior housing, some of those that are rentable and not necessarily condo properties. So I think that is going to play into this. We are, we're lining up. We've purchased the former convent property from St. Cyril on South A Street. Now we'll be closing next week on a property called the Tripar, which is an old gas station. Although we have done some environmental and know what we're getting into, but we're kind of putting that together to come up with a 3-acre parcel for a housing development that we feel pretty comfortable that we're going to be moving forward with an outside developer. So I think those types of new uses, for other properties, we're one of the few that have a lot of properties that could still be developed with the South Pier District and some of those. So I don't know that we have any big land acquisition other plans with what we have now, and the Boston store being 5 acres gives us huge opportunity.
Pelishek also says one thing that will help bring people and development to the downtown would be to improve its overall appearance.
This plan also will lay out design standards that the planning department will follow when new projects come in on A Street to see if they meet the design standards. It'll be also the responsibility of architects as they're putting together plans for facade renovations or new buildings that they meet what's outlaid in the standards, because we feel that that's the piece number one that the public wants to do, and number two, for so long we've had kind of a cookie cutter of approach because we really didn't have much to follow. So this will give us some kind of strength in how we review plans and what you can and cannot do. So I think there's, this is a whole nother piece of it, is the Architectural Review Board, who reviews facade renovations or new buildings for design, is going to be tasked with kind of following these standards.
Tomorrow, our series on the downtown will continue. We'll explore the role of the South Pier and the riverfront. Now, each segment is posted on our website, WHBL.com. Just click on the story entitled The Vision. Rusty?
In other news, people throughout Sheboygan County are going to the polls today to vote in the spring elections. It is a nonpartisan election and features scattered races for city, village, town, county, and school board posts. The featured race is in Sheboygan Falls, where Mayor Randy Meyer is seeking a 6-term in office with opposition from Alderman Dan Krieger. And there is a referendum in the Sheboygan Falls School District on building a new middle school and auditorium. Polls will close tonight at 8 o'clock, and that's when we'll begin our coverage in between the Brewer game on WHBL.
You'll be in Sheboygan Falls,
mm-hmm.
Watching that mayor's race and the referendum. Sheboygan police investigating a second purse snatching in 3 days. Lieutenant Kurt Brasser said a man wearing a ski mask knocked a 50-year-old woman down, fled with her purse about 6 last night as she left the Aurora Pharmacy on Superior Avenue. He said it was similar to an incident early Saturday morning when a 48-year-old woman was knocked down and robbed. Brasser warning women to be extra vigilant when visiting pharmacies and carry their purses tight to their bodies. He also suggests parking in lighted areas near a door.
A Waldo man was sentenced yesterday in a Sheboygan County arson case, which had been held up in the appeals court for nearly 3 years. 20-year-old Andrew Edler was charged with arson after setting 2 fires while he was a member of the Waldo Fire Department in March of 2011. Judge Terrence Burke placed him on probation for 3 years and ordered him to perform 120 hours of community service for each year. Edler was also ordered to pay restitution of nearly $8,000. The prosecution had recommended 3 years in prison.
Well, there's still no sign of the missing Malaysian airliner. Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 vanished more than 3 weeks ago. Officials believe all 239 people aboard are lost.
House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan is out with his new budget plan, which aims to cut federal spending by $5 trillion over the next 10 years. Nearly half of the cuts would come from dismantling Obamacare. It also calls for increased defense spending. If the proposal passes the House, it will likely be dead on arrival in the Senate.
Well, planning any mischief this April Fool's Day? If you are, you're too late. It's afternoon, by the way. You'll know more about that in a minute. But retired UW folklore expert Harold Scheub says it is a day today, the 1st, April 1st, for silly fun.
I have to confess to you that they're really very stupid, these tricks. Telling a woman her slip is showing and then shouting April Fool. Putting salt in the sugar bowl. Telling somebody that his shoelace is untied.
And he says that pranks must be pulled before noon today. Otherwise, it is the prankster who is the fool. At least that's according to English tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So how about that?
Well, I didn't know
I
that.
I didn't fool anybody. No, I didn't know that either.
I didn't fool anybody today either. No need to, especially with our weather forecast for today.
Yeah.
Mostly cloudy, windy, high near 40. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 28. 38 for a high tomorrow under partly sunny skies.
And currently, we are at 31 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.